Well, we're ready to go. So I call to order this regular meeting in the Sturgis Common Council.
He was roofing.
Monday, May 6, 2019. First item is approval of the agenda.
Second.
First by Becca, second by Ron. Next item is executive session, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Barnier.
There'll be both two contract matters and legal matters. I don't anticipate any action result of that.
I'll move to go into exec.
First by Ron.
Second.
Second by Steve. All those in favor of exec, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're off to exec. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand, remove cover, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. Included in the packet is the MUB board minutes and the Planning Commission minutes. Item 6 is announcements and praise. We have 5 proclamations that we have listed that are either happening this week or coming up very soon and start before the next council meeting. So those are included in the packet. We have Green Thumb Gala coming up here right before Mother's Day, and we have a rabies clinic at the animal shelter on 5/18. That is my notes. Any council members have anything to add for announcements and praise? May 11th is a letter carrier food drive. Clean up week, you're right. Rick doesn't want to be reminded in this rain and possible snow. Right, possible snow. So citywide cleanup, that's all week long. Bring the stuff to the public right away, and Rick's crew will haul it off on your trash day, yep, or maybe before. But any other additions to announcements and praise? Item 7 is the city manager's report, so I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Ainsley. Get you a microphone. I guess we can. Yep, Faye, you can go ahead and go first with the first quarter financials. I guess as a preface here, so everybody's aware, we're having some microphone difficulties today, so we're limited on the amount of audio feed we have, so we'll work the best we can.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is our first quarter financials for you. Basically, it looks we're down in revenues and we're down in expenses. So if we just keep on this track, hopefully revenues, of course, will go up. We don't have anything as far as property taxes or any of the much of the rally revenues. So here are the cash balances. Our First Interstate Bank has $744,000. First Interstate Bank Savings $73,000. Wells Fargo $875,000. That's our CDs. Then cash sweep with Wells Fargo. Pioneer CDs. Pioneer Bank is $1,054,000. Ellis Wiggins Dunn's $255,000. Library savings $261,000, express deposit account, which is to do with our utility billing, is $47,000, and then we have in South Dakota Fit CDs $2,000,000. Any questions on that? This is our interest that is off of those accounts. Right now, for only three months into it, it's not very much. It's also not showing our TIF interest because that comes due at the end of May and end of November. So we're at $13,592. And I did have some copies back there if anybody would like. They are gone now, but if anybody would like any of those, I can sure get them for them. These are the first quarter, the cash comparisons. Let me come in a little bit on that. General fund, $1,244,000. We have liquor store at 42109. Now, the reason that this is negative is we are taking those transfers out, the transfers that go to general fund, and so that is why it's showing a negative balance. And I believe we're taking out... right. So anyway, that's why that is looking negative right now, but that will be going positive here in not too long. And then the next one is our water, $1,953,000, then $2,000,000 in our wastewater. That has a surcharge in it, and so that is why that is higher. $628,407 is our sanitation fund, and then the ambulance fund is sitting at $674,389. The $1 million. Oh, is it the $2 million? Yeah. No. Wastewater is the third one up, which is the. It's. Yeah. Oh, it is $2 million. Excuse me. Okay, and then the water is the 1.9. Yes, sorry about that. $2 million, and then 628 is the sanitation. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. Councilor Bichon, yes, on the wastewater fund, we are actually growing higher than what we had anticipated when we initiated the surcharge. So as you recall, there were two, when we created the surcharge of $17.63, that was based off of 40 new units each year. We have been growing faster than that. In addition, it looks like our project might come in slightly lower than what we had budgeted for, which is also very positive. Another thing, though, you have to keep in mind is when we had established that surcharge, the idea was that there was going to be a second additional surcharge that was going to go into effect in about 4 years afterwards. We are trying to come up with some additional cost savings so that we would not have to do that. Some of that is something we'll be talking about in the future about some other ways we can try to do some cost savings. So we are trying to not do any additional change to that surcharge and, if anything, potentially reduce that. But honestly, we still need to wait until we actually get the final cost of construction before we're able to determine what that final amount would be. But things are looking well on our wastewater account.
Excuse me. And then the final sheet here is showing revenue and expenses. So the first two numbers are for the general fund. So it's showing the revenue of 813, and then it's showing the expense of 2162. $2,162,000. Then the next two lines would be the liquor store, which $447,000 for the revenue, $354,000 for the expenses. The next two would be their water, which is $381,000 for your revenue, the $492,000 for your expenses. The next would be your wastewater, $529,000 would be your revenue, $777,502 would be your expenses. The reason that is so high is because we are paying for some of that capital improvements, the interceptor line that's going out. The next two would be for the sanitation, which would be $240,538 revenue, $326,062 expenses. And then revenue for ambulance would be $244,000, expenses $255,000. Any questions on that? Thank you.
Also included in your packet are several payroll changes. In our streets department, we do have a street sweeper that's going to be joining us again. It's a seasonal position. Bob has been doing this for us for several years, 5 years. He's been doing that, and so he'll be starting again in our parks department. We have some seasonals as well that will be joining us. In our wastewater department, we also have seasonal, just like in our cemetery department. In our community center, we do have several front desk attendants that will be joining us as well. We also have a new one that has been added that was added after the agenda came out, and that's Madison Carroll's. Will be beginning, and the wage will also be $9.10. And we're still looking for some front desk attendants as well as some concession attendants and in our rec department. So if you're interested in some part-time positions, we have quite a few open, and definitely see Rod. He can always use some additional people to work for him just about anywhere. Questions?
Thanks, Daniel.